We're holding on Rashi. I'll tell you, test some of olives. The Eloi Matrich L'chol Zuzi. So if the fellow was commissioned to sell a larger property, he sold a smaller amount of it. So he argues, on one side is that it shouldn't work because he'll end up with multiple store. If he needs to sell that amount of property to get the money that he needs, he'll end up having two-story mechira against him, that's not good for his reputation, etc. Or do you argue, if you would end up selling, not needing that amount of money, so you regret the fact that you sold such a large property, if I would have sold the whole thing, but the sale is valid, you can't back out of the sale. This way, I've protected your property by selling the smaller amount first. And if you need more, you'll sell more. So that's the shot of the Gemara. Does that undermine his shlichus or not? Okay, so Toshma, he tells him dinner shall take this. He gives him dinner shall sov. Shava chofei dinorim kesef, dinorim b'sov. Behem shisha sloyim, which is six sela. There's four dinner in a sela, so that's six sela and a quarter. He tells him behaviorally. Bring for me choluk, and he went and bought. He brought back b'sholish choluk and b'sholish talus. Maybe b'sholish sloyim choluk. The habi dumi the zavonly kura the zavon lischa. So Shereitzivo limker kola dinner becholuk. So he was commissioned in the shadow which we're dealing with to sell a piece of property. Over here he's conditioned, as it were, to sell the dinner, which means buy with the dinner x amount of choluk. He only did half of that. So we said that both are mal. So the shtich is mal that he spent on the talus, you understand. But why is the balabai mal? My mal. So that wasn't his shlichus. He was given a shlichus to spend all six on a choluk. He only spent three on a choluk. That's like over here. He was given a shlichus to sell the whole property. He only sold half the property. Now, the reason why we said over here before it doesn't work, the reason why it doesn't work is I don't want to have multiple documents of sales against me. So it's only by character. But by Vitalton over here, there's no documentation. So then, if the whole reason why it doesn't work is because it's a Fushe Shtora, so over here there's no Fushe Shtora, so why? Of course it'll work. So what's the Raya? Yeah, we see over here that it works, but it's not a Raya to our Shaila. No. Miu, iba alma mabral the war of Havi, a karka loyna also shlichusa. But if that concept of Fushe Shtora gives it. A status of Mavral Dvorov over also he should function as a Mavral Dvorov. So how Rashi is answering the question. Tosis is a one line Tosis answers the question a little better. Even though it's not the same argument, but it's once we're introducing this idea that he's changing something, it's considered Mavral Dvorov, and he loses his status of a shliach, we could argue that there's an equivalence between selling less of the property, the problem being I don't want multiple stories, or buying an item which is inferior, and that's not what I told you to buy.
The Torah says,
So even though, quote unquote, it's the same item, it's not really the same, it's an inferior item. That would be the symbol. There's an equivalence between these two problems.
You don't have Shemitah, you're not going to have
Ksavah. Okay, you know, this is maybe making it a little bit better, but I'm not sure how exactly we got that equivalence. So Mora says that the case over here was that he didn't get an inferior one. The Shabbos Sheish, he got one which is worth six. The Habili also Shechusa, the Cholok Bashesh Amali said buy a Cholok which is worth six. And that's exactly what he bought. But he just got it. He was able to get it for cheap. The Mursi Hachi, the wise Shliach Mal, the Shliach is Mal on the Talis part. Atalash Asloim Hachrenim Midaita Hitzim Velim Dasvel Abayis. That which he spent the remainder three on the Talis, he wasn't told to do that. So that he did in his own. So that's a valid Shliach. The original valid me'ilah.
What is this?
How do we know?
Okay. So the verse says, okay, if that's the case, so what's the Behuda's argument? The Behuda's argument is that you're arguing that he got him the same, everything was exactly the same, just he got him for half price. Rehuda's argument back is, no, I say it's not a good shlichus, and the balabais is not mall, because it's not what I wanted, because I would have preferred a larger one or a better one. So if you think that was the case, you brought a chol of katan mera, so what does that mean? More essence, my rabba domin. He got it for cheap price. Remember my ich mislay. So if you're gonna argue, like, why should that bother him? Because he can say, "Domrele Eisis li Bishish Kolshken Dimarvatan Tvei." Dami Shava Tarti Sori Slaim Gedolim Shalakeach Harba Biyachad Mosli Gabet Tvei. If that's true, that you can get what I are the size that I wanted and the quality I wanted for three, if you would have spent six, you wouldn't have gotten something which was just double that. You had something which even more than double that.
And then you have no basis for it to be an exception.
It would have been 12 Salam Gedolim. Right? You would have gotten something which was the same half price concept, but even better, because the more you spend, the more they're going to give you a discount. So if you would have done your shlichus, you would have gotten a very, very high quality item, which I could have resold at for even more profit.
It's not quite a initial reading of the Gemara. It's a
okay. So the ra here wasn't the ra in the quality and the size. The ra was in the money. Dekanami, the ra, the cover of Yehuda, Rabadami. I'll prove to you that Yehuda's ra means Rabadami. Why? Kamar ubed aisile shava sheish. And the case was that it means that what he got for him wasn't inferior. It was worth sheish. Time can more, and the argument is because, well, but still, if you had done your shlichus and spent all six, you would have got something even that much better. Why? I mean, it's only moida of a kidneys. That the case of kidneys, he's moida, Yehuda's moida, that the bell bias is small. Why? The hustle and what's remember Kolshkein? The mice is beginner Zob, Habisham, and Yosem, and Miki Flyim. That we must have got the call to fame. You can't argue that, hey, you spent the whole dinner Zob. See, he told him to get scenario of kidneys, let's say for argument's sake, we're going to work working right. He gave him his dinner Zob and he expected to get a kur's worth of kitness. So he says, I got you a kur, for half a dinner zav. He says, well, you should spend the whole dinner zav, you would have gotten two kor plus. Right? We don't say that. Why? Shakitnis b'sela kitnis v'prutza. He kitnis v'prutza. Shakitnis b'sela, he kitnis v'prutza. It's the same, everything remains the same. If he chesh v'prutza, it's b'sela. They don't sell more. They sell them out the kitnis. Remember, they're selling for a prutza and they sell it for a seller. Just that amount of prutza is multiplied by the correct number.
You're also high in
Shana Mashkota. I think it's 192 prutas.
You're not.
Don't quote me on that one. Work out the math with it. Okay. Mishum Zav and Tvei, Lo Mozaga Bank, and Messiah Mosul, Basin Zav de Bekani. Because the fact that he buys more.
Let's go with that. I'll say for a minute. The answer is
so he doesn't get a bigger discount. So you see, over here, the issue wasn't the quality, the issue was the potential for a discount based on the amount of money spent. The more says, if it was a case where they would do the sale based on an oymen, just like an estimation. So the more says we should argue this again. The more you spend, the better you're going. If they're doing it based on oymen, so chances are they'll give you more per your money. So why should we hear the
Maida? That wouldn't make sense. We always say
commanded. So the purpose of the case was that they measure it bekani, then the kana b'pruta. Kana b'pruta, imata chofetz yoyser shlach oid bekach. That you have to come with this container, and they measure the container, and they do it back, and that's it. They don't do more containers, less containers. So now, so the more saying, if it's the issue is Rabba Dhammim, so we're saying that Rabba Dhammim is true in certain scenarios, the more you spend, the greater discount you're going to get. And by kidneys, that's not true. But if Ra meant, the question was, it was inferior quality, it means you got an inferior quality, so then why is he matter by kidneys? V'im reisha choluk ra mamash kamer, shena shava ela sholosh. If you want to have a kidneys, then will they hoverly besela harlin, Habeloi bechatzis sela, keshav bechatzis sela. Chazal habeloi min acher, amayim mo balavayis. Lemely the shabbos sela yisitzar pulin. I wanted a certain measure of pulin, which is one type of bean. And then he brought for him a. Instead of getting a
I'm not sure if he did have a sheep, but I'm not sure why.
So the parallel case would be let's see, the parallel case would be
maybe it is moment because you could sell it.
That he bought the right item because that's Bechlal, otherwise there's no meal of the Balabai's Bechlal. But he bought a half a seller's worth, only half a seller's worth.
No, it was also
respect.
I'm not sure
if
she would have been moment to it. So
he won't sell. If the case was, like we're saying, Rabbi Dovah means that he bought the right item, just he was able to get it at half price.
Right.
And he's arguing that's great.
But
meanwhile, had you bought more,
right?
I still could have gotten something better. So that's. Puts.
So what about those in Pavel?
Rabbi Huda's argument that therefore the Bela Bias makes that takes away the Bela Bias to Shlichus.
But
if the case is Ra means Ra Mamish, so what would Ra Mamish mean over here? That he bought the same item.
As being based on Zman, and they're giving up as a car.
And he bought a half a seller's worth.
Meaning maybe that. Maybe it just means once you make that Zman connection, it's not a real Havasakarka.
Sheish,
only telling on the fact that Evan, you know,
so the parallel case would have to be that it was he got only a half a sellah's worth.
You can't make
it's not Rab, it's not Ra Bedomim, it's Ra Mamish.
Maybe it's not the Zman that matters, it's the Makom that matters. And the Makom, that you're Meshavet Karga, you're also Meshavet Ksav. The Makom Jaina, the Meshavet Karga.
So why did he say the case was inferior? She bought Shava Heberlo Mechatzi Sela Keshava Chatzi Sela Mechatzi Sela Acher Heberlo Min Acher. My Bala by small Lemele Keshava Sela Easy Tzarach Pulin. I needed the Shava Sela's worth of it. You didn't do your shlichus.
It's not just stealing from mashbel. It's not, you know, we call it a mashbel.
Yeah, like your first.
Just like the argument would be, you brought me an inferior item.
You know,
that'd be the parallel case. You brought an inferior item. Over here, the items aren't inferior versus superior. The issue is he had a certain amount that he needed. And he didn't bring him the amount that he wanted. So that's not, so he didn't do a shlichus. That'd be the parallel case. Okay.
Wait, so what do we say about the hollow?
There's by the choluk, we could have a case of either he bought for three means he got an inferior choluk, or he bought for three means he got a great discount. So we had, that was the two options we had by the case of choluk. So the two options of the case of the kidneys, the parallel cases, would be if he got a discount. So the case of kidneys, also the case he got a discount. I mean, he got the same item, same quality, same amount, just at a discount.
Right?
So that's, there's nothing wrong with the shlichus.
It's a joke because there's no
chiyuv. Sibin Behuda agrees over there that his shlichus is. Was Niskayim. Because the whole reason why the Chacham said that the Shlichus wasn't Niskayim, that Rabbi Yehuda said the Shlichus wasn't Niskayim over there, is because had you spent all the money on that item, I would have gotten a greater discount. So here that's not true. So he got exactly what he was told to get, the amount, quality, just for a discount. So of course, Rabbi Yehuda says he's Moil. But if you learn the case of Choluk was that it was inferior, he bought an inferior one. So by kidneys, the issue was that the inferior, the deficiency would be that he got less than he's supposed to get. Right. So why would Rehuda be martyred? Rehuda should argue, and Rehuda saying so that. So Chum would say, okay, so the Maisi he got what he's supposed to get. Rehuda says, no, he didn't. So over here also, he didn't get what he's supposed to get. The deficiency being he didn't get enough. So why would Rehuda be martyred? Okay, so the Mor says, so the more I went through the case of kidneys, the more so what was the case? If the case was that they sell with based on doing a shuma, so then we should argue that there is this discount issue. So the Russian B'Oimah means it doesn't. It's not that they went to do an actual evaluation. It meant over here they just did it by estimation. Okay, Toshma, holding the Gemara, fifth line. Ha'isuk Suvasa Arba Me'azuzi. Arba Me'asuzuz. The value of the ksuba was 400. Marka lezeben mana, la'achron yafa mana, v'dinner b'mana. Shal'achron botel, v'shal'kula mechon kai. So she went and she sold off four properties, each one for 100, to collect the ksuba.
Meaning that.
I think it is.
Her authorization was to sell a property for 400, not four properties. So that's the Chara. This is Mamash Harishu. She created four shtoris, four sales against the assignment. That's Mamash the case. The case over here was he was commissioned to sell a base kur. Instead of selling a base kur, he sold the base lesser, saying, "When we, if you need more money, we'll sell the second base lesser." And the tzad that it doesn't work is because I don't want multiple sale documents out there against me. So that's what she did to the assignment. She created multiple sale documents against the assignment. So the Moray now is assuming that the case was there was one large property and she sold one quarter to this guy and the quarter to this guy quarter, instead of making one sale of the whole property to one person. That's a parallel case. Where it says no. The number of Shisha Bray the Rini Bikatini. It wasn't there was one large property which he sold it in four separate sales, each one a portion of the field. There were separate distinct small fields in different places, not contiguous. And she sold them off because that's what their value was. So she had no other option.
Why is that just because they were small and they weren't together? Why couldn't you sell them together? Why does that make it automatically good? Because they weren't together. It was convenient. They were conveniently divided up.
Well, who said she had four? She had to purchase one to buy four. Over here, we have one large property which you could sell it as a property.
Right.
People are interested in that. They want a large contiguous property. Most people don't like one four properties in four different places. They bought properties not to resell. They bought properties to work. Having four properties in four different places is ridiculous. So you're going to work in one place and then take all your equipment to the next place. They didn't do that. That was always a very inefficient way of doing things.
So we're saying it's okay because she had no choice.
Yeah, you're not going to sell. You're not going to one person to buy four properties. One large property is what people are interested in. Samora says, so the same way he says that if Shisha read the reader said Bikatini, how can I Bikatini? So he said it in regards to referencing Shisha read the reader Bikatini. That has to be somewhere earlier in the sugya, which I don't remember. So the same thing over here, to answer that other question, the same thing over here to answer this question, the case was Bikatini. Where was that? I don't remember that.
That's talking about a time period.
Okay. So that's not relevant to our Charlotte. Okay. So Rashi, Shakulam Rechakayim, Bahacha de Lizvune Be'arba Meya Shadrua. Her authorization was to sell foreign zoos and get her ksuba. Bahacha Larishim B'mana. And she sold instead only part of it. Hano Zavonli Kura, but Zavonli Lischa. That's the Mamash's case. Sell for me a Kura. And the Sheikh only sold a Lischa. Bikhtini, your son is Halolu Yacha. They weren't one large piece of property. And therefore, being Ruyan La'adam Echad, the Mikara died to the Hachi Nasha Shlich. It means her Shlichus was to sell off the properties to four individuals, not, which means it's going to be multiple sales.
So what is he giving her? What did he give her? What about if you act the shomer kesef because during she has no rights to it, right?
That were in.
Okay, so the more pshita
to this
her.
Yeah, what
about she after it? Pshita would probably be whiter than the more. Okay. Pshita, this is obvious to me. Amar le'echad b'lo
l'shnayim. I'm still saying that there's no shibud created over here. But
the Balabayas, the Mishaleach, told the Shliach, I want you to sell the property to one person, and not to two. And he sold it to two, so Amar le'echad b'lo l'shnayim. That's very clear. It was very clear. In other words, our case, before we're clearing a shayla, when he says, a base kur and he only sold a lesser. Maybe he was agreeable, not agreeable. But he told him explicitly, I don't want you to sell the two properties. Why you sell this one property to one person? So he said it. Okay, that's cheat. But if he told him le'echad without saying below the shnayim, so in the scenario which we had before, he said, go sell for me a base kur. court, the base court. He didn't say to one person. He didn't say to one person and not to two. So that's why Rosh Hashanah. The more says, you know, the other end of the spectrum, he said explicitly, you sell to one and not to two. So there's no shy. What about if he said sell to one person? Do we assume that phrase is coming to exclude not to two, and therefore whatever your shadow was before, there's no shadow over here. He says not for two, or no. So say that. When the fat person says, well, the Shnayim, we don't have an indication over here that he's being mocked by Badafka, not the two. He says, you know, go sell to somebody. Oh, he said somebody, he meant not to somebody. I don't know, he said sell to somebody. You know, that's all the word. The echa means sell. He said, you know, go sell the field to somebody. Is that a deal? He meant the somebody and not somebody's or not? Okay. Shavurim or lechem of l'shnayim. If he said lechem, he's lechem. So if he says l'shnayim, the shtichus was sell to somebody. He sold to somebody's. Doesn't work. So Rav Huna's son, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, already said no lechem v'fil l'shnayim. There's no deek in the phrase le'echod that he meant below the shnayim. Okay. So the more equal Rav Nachman the surah. Rav Nachman came to the surah. Rav Nachman was from Kukadisa. He came to visit surah. So they came to Rav Nachman.
And we were nagging it.
They asked Rav Nachman his opinion on this case. Okay. Then he asked them, they asked him, Amar Lahu. Amar Lay, Avagav the Toshliya. What would be in a case where the shliach sold it?
That equivalent seems to run both ways. That's what the Gemara understands.
He sold the property and did not get enough money for it. That's why he had to go.
How come it indicated? And so when the Gemara says this is a chayvus aguf, that makes perfect sense.
What would be if he sold the property not at the full value? Or that piece of property at the full value? That's a different story. If he didn't sell it at the right price, so that he didn't know shlichus. So they said back to Rav Nachman, Omer Mar, Rav Nachman is the one who says the rule ain't an olika kos. So karka, it's not considered that the sale is invalid if the price is off, because that's the nature of karka. It doesn't have a real bona fide set value. So one person is worth more, one person is worth less. You can't say that it invalidates a sale. That's not a case of a shliya. It's a case of the owner and the purchaser. So even if the owner sold it under the market value, there's no dinamai no. So Rav Nachman said back. So they're asking. So why, if that's true? So why is that considered that over here the shlichus is not a shlichus? If you're saying there's a flexibility in price, so why is it not a shlichus? She said back, Hani Mili, Hekhada Tzor Balabayis. The Balabayis, if he made a mistake in the sale, we said the sale remains valid because you can't validate it based on price. But by case of Shliach, we'll talk Shliach, Amalei, the Skuni Shadotichah, will live Musi. But since the Shliach could have gotten a better price, that's part of a Shlichus, is to sell it at the better price. So he didn't do a Shlichus. I told you, I made you a Shliach to do it for my benefit, not to my detriment.
That's the side of Mitzvah's a goof.
And where do I know that that's true?
Why is this an exception?
The person appoints a shliach to go take up truma for him.
You say,
so he needs to give truma based on what the Baal HaBayis normally does. There are three options to give truma. You can give truma in amounts. The Torah does not give a set amount for truma, because I'll learn out from Sukkim, you have an option to give 1/50th of the total amount for truma. 1/40th or 1/60th. Those are the three options you give for truma. So he's told to give up truma, so if he knows in general the Baal HaBayis always gives the average amount, 1/50th for truma, he should do so. He can't give 1/40th. That's giving more than what the Baal HaBayis wants him to do, and he shouldn't give 1/60th either, because it's not what the Baal HaBayis wants more to go to the Kayin. So he has to determine about the Baal HaBayis. If he may or dare die to show Baal HaBayis, if he doesn't know what the Baal HaBayis normally does. So Torim Bebeinin is Echad Mechamishim. He does the average type of amount, which is 1/50th. Pichas Asara Ahisav Asara Shumas and Shuma. So if he does, but if he does 1/40th or 1/60th, since he doesn't know, he could say that's what I thought you normally do. So that's a valid shlichus. Now, so that's by the case of the shliach. The Mechosh Rashi and Tosis is how you translate Pichas Asara or Hosev Asara. So is it, again, over here Asara means in regards to tenths, 1/50th, 1/60th, or 1/40th, right? So if Pichas Asara means we look at the actual number 50, and we say 10 less than that is 40. So he wasn't really Pichas, he was Moisef. He gave more Truma by making the number of your denominator larger, right? So that's
smaller.
No. 1/40th is a larger denominator than 1/50th. Right. So the lashon pichas asura means you drop the number down from 50 to 40. You weren't pichas; you're a moisef. But it's called pichas asura because you're just looking at numbers. That's a smaller number. Or hoisav asura means 1/60th. That's what Rashi learns. You can see why Tosfos says it's difficult with the lashon pichas asura. That's also pichas asura. So okay. Anyway. So that's the case of the shlichus.
This is an exception.
Torim, if a person went and did truma, that if the Baal HaBayis goes to take up truma with intention to take up truma, and he's not marked with the amount, and he takes out an amount which is 1/20th, it's also all of it becomes truma. But we don't say that by shlichus. If the shlichus would do 1/20th, it's not the only options which are given are the standard of 40th, 50th, or 60th. So we see the Baal HaBayis can argue bishlama, it's a standard amount. The Baal HaBayis did not give instructions. The shlichus could say I have a right to believe it. That's what you did. But to do anything above and beyond that, he can't do. Because you see the difference in a shliach and a Baal HaBayis. Okay. Toshma. Ayish Kusavasa, Arbimeyazuz. Baruch Le Zememon. Zememon. Rachel Shalman. Bediner. Bemana Shal. Bebana. Shalachim Batal. Shal Kulan. Michrin Kayim. So more is assuming right now. That if we believe that when the person says le'echod, he means le'echod al d'shnayim, so Beis Din should apply that hakpada to the sales of the woman did. Because that's considered a benefit for the Yisarim not to have multiple shtoris. That's why we believe Le'echad means Le'echad L'Shnayim. Right, well, like Rav Huna said, so we would, Bezdin would invalidate the sales over here. Somewhere she's read the Ridi Bikhtini. So this is she read the Morse quoting before. You say no. The case we'll learn off the Mishnah was Bikhtini. To say that that's why Bezdin will not intervene and apply the Le'echad L'Shnayim against the woman. Okay. Zakrashi. Pshita. Amr l'shlucha mechar li beis kur misodasai le'echad l'shnayim. He said explicitly, sell the field to one person and not to two. Amr l'echad l'shnayim. Therefore, feeling teams to learn, l'zavon likurim, l'zavon likurim, mechar kayim, even if in a case where he did not specify, and he was commissioned to sell a base kur, and he sells half of it, the sale is valid, and eventually they'll sell the other half if necessary. But over here he said, well, here he's clearly indicated he doesn't want multiple sales. He wants one sale and that's it. Let's say he said, Omer Lechet Stom, will appear as Velo Lishnayim. He didn't say quotes, Velo Lishnayim. He said, sell it to one person. So what does that mean? We have a Gilidai to Eloi. Is that considered a Gilidas? That he's Makbid, not to. So that's what Rav Huna said. Rav Chista and Rav Huna said, Lechet Velo Lishnayim, the Labrachai, the Inshit, the Kapti. Most people are not Makbid. The High Nami, Loi Kapit. Therefore, this person also, when he said Lechet, we assume he was not Makbid. Some people talk. And really had it concerned him, he would have explicitly said, quotes, below the Shnayim. Okay. So the Morris says they asked Rav Nachman to fill a Toshliya, and what could result if he sold it underpriced Nami, name a Nami, should we say the Mikra Kai that the sale is valid? She said no. So they asked him where Mar Ainolaka goes. Just see the Mishnah Hebrew Parak has up. Sorry, it's not Rachman, it's the Mishnah. Okay. Interesting phrase. Okay. So more said, there's a difference between a Shliach and a Balabais. Where do I see that? Term Kedas Balabais, Kvimashu, Makarboy. According to what he's not, what he knows that the Balabais normally does. Imayin Yafa, Echer Maboyim, Vimayin Roy, Echer Meshish. If he's a person who has an Ayin Yafa, he's a nice, gracious person, so he gives more. That's called Ayin Yafa. Ayin Roy is a person who's stingy, he gives 1/60. So if he knows what the Balabais normally does, that's what he should do. If not, he should give 1/50. If he made the numbers small, the numbers smaller and the portion larger. That's what I estimated. You would want me to do? Now, we look at the Balabayas, Tanya. Vahacha Tanya, Pichas Asar, Chumas and Chuma, Abel Tzvei Loi. You can't do 1/20. Tarsus is different in Balabayas and the Shliya. Toshma, Isaac Subasa, if you have Fushi Shtorik, Bedehim, if the assumption is that the Fushi Shtorik is so much people do not want, he not with the Yisemim Lagol of the Tayyip, so some have not indicated, but a non Mia, the Yad Yisemim, we which represent the Yisemim, we are required to be the Yad Yisemim, Islam the Meimar, Mechon Botel, we should then intervene and say that's not a valid way of doing it. She has to sell it as one sale. And we don't do that. So the Gemara says no, because the case was it wasn't one large field. Okay. So the Mishnah Shuma the Yonim. The Bezdin made this evaluation. Shepich Sushtus or Hesif Sushtus. And the Bezdin was off. They're off by either they over-evaluated or under-evaluated the field. So if it's a shtus, the sale is no good. No, that's part of the power of Bezdin, that the sale is valid. Because in Cain, Makar Bezdin Yofa. Because if you don't say that, what's the mile of doing it with Bezdin? The Kach of Bezdin, what's it worth? So they say, no, the Mikran is Kayim, and that's part of the mile of Bezdin.
So it's good confirmation
when you
see that.
Ah, well, im also Igeris Bikaris, they made a public auction that they're going to, people are going to come and look at it and give offer prices. Afilu Mokru Shava Mona Ben Messiah, Shava Messiah Ben Mona, Mikron Kayim. By doing so, you're tying yourself down to the results of the auction, whichever way they're going to go. Zakrashi Geres Mikaris Achrosa. They make it by announcing. People will come to look at it by the fact that they're making a public announcement that it's up for sale. People will come and look at the field and make offers. And that's Achrosa. It doesn't necessarily they're not bidding. The open bidding against each other.
Just because they make the offers doesn't mean they have to accept the offer. It's a low offer. Just because it's on auction doesn't mean they have a right to sell it for whatever they can get. Do they? Do that?
She needs to sell it.
What?
She needs to sell it.
Get ripped off. She needs to. I mean,
if this is what's being offered, so she has a right to sell it for that.
I know, but there's a certain point. I mean,
she needs to sell. So, she's Mazarnas.
She's
very motivated because it's not her field.
It's also different markets then, right? I mean, it was sort of local.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to here, let's say you put your house on the market and you don't get a good price. Well, the market that you're talking about is much broader. You might have people who, are going to move to the area. Another month or something like that. So, but back then,
here, she didn't get what it was worth. I think it's more about her. It's more about her needing the money. It's more about her.
No, it's the point of what Russell's point of saying is that you're not going to wait and get a better price.
Right, she needs the money.
But there's you have the people locally know what it is, and that's what they're offering. So that's it.